Exclusive: Amanda Mealyus, anti-Trump sellouts with horrifying plastic surgery become spokespeople for unserious J6 committee. By Robert Krajicek on July 14, 2022. Former Trump administration White House officials courting left-wing and partisan Democrat news media follow a particular formula. Filmmaker and political observer Amanda Mealyus said on Tuesday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast with host Alex Marlowe. Mealyus highlighted Alyssa Farah Griffin and Stephanie Grisham, both former communications officials with the Trump administration, as illustrative of how former White House employees under Republican presidents partake in self-aggrandizement within the leftist media ecosystem. Alyssa Farah has become like the classic "I left the Trump administration. Completely changed my politics, everybody's an extremist but me. And I got the TV money and I injected it all into my face in one sitting." That is like the thing that these women keep doing. Like Stephanie Grisham looks unrecognizable. Unrecognizable, like she sold her book money and went to one plastic surgeon's office and was just like, "Fill her up," literally looks like a completely different human being. She added, "It's horrifying. I don't know how these doctors are getting away with this. But I don't know what it is about these women that leave the Trump administration and they're just like, you know what I need? I need to turn on everyone I used to work with, call everybody an extremist but myself, write a book, and then I need to find a doctor who will put liquid cement in my entire face to the point where I look like either I'm transitioning or I am a character on Botched." Mealyus observed how news media figures like CNN's Jake Tapper, who presents himself as a politically objective and nonpartisan operator, host discussion panels with clown show personalities like Alyssa Farah Griffin and Stephanie Grisham as if they are credible characters offering sober analysis of newsworthy matters. "It's so bananas," she declared. Jake Tapper sitting there with these two like, "This is like really serious. Like really serious things are being discussed, right now. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm watching a clown show."